But this morning, I'm bringing a word of God titled Celebrating the Goodness of God. I say what? Celebrating the goodness of God. Are you ready to celebrate with me? Celebrating the goodness of God. We are in times where if you are not careful, you lose focus of all that God has done. Most of us, because we tune into the news, we hear so much. You know, most of the newscasters, they are interested in bad news. They are interested in what? Bad news. So anytime you tune in, you are likely to hear something that will water down your faith. But this morning I came to speak to us that in the midst of all that is happening, we must begin to focus on the right thing. And the right thing is the goodness of God. The goodness of God. And I pray that this morning after, you know, the service, you will go back and continue to celebrate the goodness of God. Has God been good unto you? This morning we are here to celebrate. And if you look back into the past, all of us, we can trace our journey, where we came from. We can trace our journey and see the goodness of God at every point in our lives. Whether it is 1992, whether it's 2000, if you want to calculate from there, if you want to look at all the things you have gone through, all you conclude is that it has been by the grace of God. It has been by the grace of God. So the role of the goodness of God in bringing us this far cannot be overemphasized. It can never be overemphasized. Hallelujah. Now, before I zoom into anything, let me try to give a definition of the goodness of God. I say the goodness of God is the moral character of God that makes him to do us good. That makes him to act favorably unto us. Even at times, we do not deserve it. But it is a nature of him. And that nature propels him to do something good for us. It is a moral quality of God. That is the goodness of God. And so at times, some of the good things that happen to you, they may not be as a result of your doing. But God is mandated by his nature of goodness. So anytime we talk about the goodness of God, it is his moral character. He is a good person. Hallelujah. Now, all the good that we receive from God are all as a result of his good nature. Anything, think about it. If God wasn't good, you won't receive anything. Take away the goodness of God from his virtues, and we are likely to receive nothing from him. It is because he is a good person by nature. So he is mandated to do good unto us. It is because of the goodness of God. That is why he was pushed to have a relationship with us. So that he could bless us. Because in time past, our life story was not good. But God is a good God. And therefore he decides to have a relationship with us. So that he can be of help to us. So that he can save us. It is because of his goodness. That is why he always desires to do you good. It is because of his nature of goodness. That is why he is working behind the scenes to make all things good for you. It is because of his goodness. Even it is because of his goodness that you enjoy his favor, his mercy and grace. Take away his goodness and you won't receive. It is based on the goodness of God. Even it is based on the goodness of God. That is why he will even want to answer us when we pray. It is because of his goodness. That is why he is protective of us who are in a relationship with him. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. And so this morning I want to just remind us of some of the things that God has done unto our lives that represents his goodness. The ways by which God expresses his goodness towards us. Amen. We are not to take it for granted at all, the goodness of God. Number one, God expresses his goodness towards us by delivering us from our enemies. As you are seated here, there are so many battles God has delivered you, but you are not aware of. There are unseen battles, things that have gone on in your life, but because of God's delivering power, you are seated here today. Now, the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, and it was time for them to be released. Whilst they were going, the enemy fought them. And mind you, the children of Israel did not have a military. They were not trained. They didn't have the military equipment. But they were faced with a mighty military power. They were helpless before Pharaoh when it comes to physical. They were helpless. But you know, God demonstrated his goodness unto them by what? Delivering them. And so when Moses was recounting the story to his father-in-law, he said in Exodus chapter 18, verse 8 and 9, Exodus 18, 8 and 9, and said Moses told his father-in-law, and Moses told his father-in-law all the things that the Lord has done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake. For what? Israel's sake. And all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. So when you go to the verse 9, it says, and Jethro rejoiced for the goodness of the Lord that God had done unto Israel. He rejoiced in what? The goodness of the Lord in whom he had what? Delivered them from the hands of the Egyptians, in whom he had delivered. So the goodness of God is expressed when God delivers us from our enemies. Now, you will bear with me that there are times you are faced with an enemy that is stronger than you. Very, very strong. You are faced with an opponent who has all the connections. You are faced with an opponent who is powerful than you. Whether you like it or not, in spiritual realms, there are levels. Yeah. You may be a Christian, but you are faced with another power that is more powerful than you. Yeah. It comes to a point you are powerless. But you can testify that this battle that has been won, it is the doing of the Lord. Because living, you know, if I had to fight it by alone, there was no way I could win this battle. There was no way. When you are engaged in a battle and you realize that your enemy is stronger than you, but eventually you win the battle, you must attribute it to what? The goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 18, it says, he delivered me from my strong enemies and from all who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They were too strong. So in life, you will face a certain battle that is too strong for you. That is where God comes in. That is where God displays his goodness. So Jethro was actually celebrating for the deliverance that God had brought to Israel. And he said, for the goodness of the Lord. Whether you like it or not, as we are seated here, all of us are having different battles in life. Some of us are fighting financial battles. Some are fighting marital battles. Some are fighting health battles. Some are fighting, you know, office battles. There are various forms of battles. And at times, the difficulty is that the person you are fighting with is powerful than you. Can you imagine your boss is having a fight with you? If the Lord has not come true by his goodness, then you are finished. But you know, our God doesn't leave us. Because of his moral character of goodness, he is always pushed to do something, provided that you stay in relationship with him. Provided that you are connected with him. God's goodness will naturally be released to fight for you. and this morning I came to tell you, may the Lord show you his goodness by fighting your battles for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever be the battle that you are engaged in, may the Lord fight for you and may you hold your peace. They were too strong. The enemy was too strong for the children of Israel. At a point, God told Moses, he said, step aside. He says, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that he will show unto you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. Exodus chapter 14, 13 and 14. So God had to step in and fight for them. Are you engaged in a battle and it seems like you are powerless? Somebody is trying to take your land. You are powerless. You don't have the connection. Somebody is manipulating some things, be in your village somewhere. You are not spiritually, you know, a heavyweight. But I came to announce to you that God will show you his goodness. I say he will show you his goodness and he will deliver you. He will deliver you. He delivered me from my what? Strong enemies. No matter how strong you are, somebody is stronger than you. Yes, but nobody is stronger than God. I say nobody is stronger than God. And that is why we have to hide behind him so that he will fight the battles for us. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? God expresses his goodness towards us by delivering us from our strong enemies. Number two, God expresses his goodness unto us by keeping us alive by his power. He keeps us alive by his power. Because you can testify to the fact that if God had not been in that situation of yours, today you wouldn't be seated here. God, by his power, has kept us. Anytime you exit the house and you go out, you don't know whether you will come or not. Your phone can ring and nobody will pick. Even in the house, something can just happen to you and you are gone. Domestic accident can happen to you. So there are some of the things, it is purely on the goodness of God. That is why you are kept. It is purely on his basis. The Bible says, you know, who has kept us by his power through faith unto salvation. He has kept us by his power through what? Faith unto salvation. 1 Peter 1:5. He has kept us. When you were on that deathbed, when that medical personnel gave you a wrong medication, when that gas exploded, when you were at the mall, when there was a natural disaster around, but you escaped, God kept you alive for a reason. I say, what? God kept you alive for a reason. Anything could have happened. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10, it says, who delivered us from so great a death and do a deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So God delivered you in the past, and this morning I came to tell you that God is still in the delivering business. And this year, God will deliver you. When you go and come, it doesn't mean that the enemy has not seen you. It is God who is taking care of you. Those of us who drive, at times you realize that this one, if not God, you are very, very, you know, careful, meticulous. You don't want any problem. But before you realize, somebody has been anointed by a demon and he's coming your way. In all these things, God delivers us. He keeps us because he is good unto us. He's good unto us. I was telling somebody that, have you observed that in November a lot of people die? November. A lot of people die in November. But it's minus you. I say it's minus you. Nothing will cut short your life. Because God is morally mandated to show you his goodness. As long as you continue to remain in connection with him. Because he's the source of your life. And his good nature can only flow through you when you are connected. If you decide that there's Joy Beach Jam, and you leave your family and you go there, and anything happens to you, you can't blame God. There are certain places you are not supposed to be there. Yes. Whilst you stay in God, God, you know, shows you his goodness. Are we together here?
Right here.
How God expresses his what? His goodness unto us. Now, this will blow your mind. God expresses his goodness unto us by providing for us divinely. Divine provision. And so, we are in times where, you know, everything is expensive. Everything is escalating. You know, you buy something today, even when you buy it right now, the next 1 hour, it could be increased. And so it is putting anxiety, fear, where are we going to? But let me remind you that the Bible says in Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not. Is the Lord your shepherd? Pastor Francis, is the Lord your shepherd? Is the Lord the one who is leading you or the economy? Is the Lord who is leading you or Nanado? His Excellency. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In Psalm 34 verse 1, it says, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall never be in want. Hallelujah. It says in Ephesians 4:19, it says, my God shall supply all my needs according to what? His riches. Your father is rich. He is rich. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 13:25, it says the righteous will eat to the satisfying of what? The soul, but the belly of the wicked shall be in want. You will eat to the satisfying of your soul. And you know, God has a proven record of providing divinely. He has a proven record. For instance, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they were in the wilderness. They didn't have food. They complained. But according to Exodus chapter 16, reading verse 12 to 18, the Bible says, God provided manna. He opened the heavens and dropped food for them. That food was not supposed to be cooked. He just cooked everything and packaged it. These were people who had just come out. They didn't have business. Businesses, they didn't have farms. You know, the only property they had was the gold God transferred to them when they were in Egypt. But if you have money and you cannot buy anything, it has no use. But God said, I will prove to you that today I will rain down food from heaven. So if our God can rain food from the open heavens, why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? Another instance in the Bible is 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. God used a bird, a raven, to feed Elijah. So if God can use a bird to feed a human being, what are we afraid of? In the same 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 9 onwards, it talks about the fact that God used another human being, the widow of Zarephath, to feed the man of God. When you go to 1 Kings chapter 19, reading from verse 4, he used angels to feed. He used an angel to feed the man of God, Elijah. Hallelujah. And so this morning, I came to tell you that God will always want to show his goodness unto you by providing for you. And this morning, it does not matter what is going, God will provide for you. I said, God will provide for you. Abraham was supposed to sacrifice a son in Genesis 22. There was no option for him, but he had to do it. But God provided an alternative. there was a ram in the ticket. And this morning I declare unto somebody, you may be thinking, where will the next meal come from? Where will the next money come from? Things are getting out of hand, but may the Lord provide a ram in the ticket. A ram in the ticket for you. There is a ram. There is an alternative plan that God has for all of us. There's a ram in the ticket for you. Hallelujah. Now, God also expresses his goodness towards us by protecting and preserving us. And for the preservation and the protection of God, don't go there. Otherwise, the things that happened to us by now would have been dead and gone. The protective power of God. Because you are in relationship. That is what the Bible says in Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And when you have a relationship with God, you abide under his covering. When you have a relationship with God, you abide under his protection. And so when you read the rest of that psalm, you realize that all the protective blessings have been listed. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Do you have a relationship with God? So that you can be a beneficiary of his goodness. Daddy, you are welcome. Hallelujah. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hallelujah. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. He says, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord is thy keeper. And he says that the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He will preserve you from all evil. And the Lord will preserve your soul. He will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That's Psalm 21. If you have a relationship with God, he has promised that he will show you his goodness by protecting you. He will show you his goodness by preserving your life. You see the way you are this beautifully this morning. It is the duty of God to, you know, preserve you the way you are and keep you going up, not to go down. That's preservation. You will not degrade, but you will rather go up. So God shows us his goodness by protecting and preserving us. And this morning, I want to encourage all of us to be in a relationship with God. Unbroken relationship. Because that gives God the authority to protect you. The moment you get out of covering, the enemy comes, you know, and then has a field day. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So protection. Everybody is afraid what will happen. The year is coming to an end. I came to assure you that as long as you remain in relationship with God, God will protect you. God will keep you. He even says that the elements of the environment cannot harm you. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. It talks about the totality of the environment. It shall not harm you. The Lord is thy keeper. He is thy shade upon thy right hand. He does not sleep. He is always watching. That expresses the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing is that God expresses his goodness towards us by helping us, sustaining us, so that we can survive tragic events in our lives. Most of us have experienced one tragic event or the other. And we'll tell you that if not because of the goodness of God, you can't survive. some of the things we go through are so excruciating that you wish that the earth will open and you will just go in. But because of the Lord, I said, because of the goodness of God, you are sustained, you survive, and today you are sitting here. Some of the things that happen to us, they are even painful than death itself. But if you are not in the Lord, that is where you think about suicide. But those of us who are in the Lord, you realize that there is a certain grace for you. It is called the goodness of God. So day by day, God takes you one day at a time before you realize you have emerged from that event. So the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Having too gone through an affliction, if not because of the goodness of God, where would you have been? Hallelujah. Where would you have been? In Psalm 66, verse 12, it says, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the waters, but thou broughtest us up out unto what? A wealthy place. So it is God who is always with us, because when you go through those events, if not because of the grace of God, Psalm 43 verse 2, it says God promised, and he said, when you go through, you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. It says, when you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, it will not what? Burn, you will not be burned by it. And the flames will not kindle upon you. All because, look, the difficulties we go through in life, God is always with us. God is always with us. And it's an expression of the goodness of God. Because if God hadn't been good to you, you won't be seated here dressed nicely. It is the goodness of God. Many there be that say of me, there is no help for me in my God. There is no help. You go to a situation and they are telling you that, look, there is no help for you in your God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me and sent help from his holy hills. Psalm 3, verse 2 to 4. So you go through a situation, it's like you are finished. Everybody has concluded this one is finished. It's finished. But God, through his goodness, you know, causes you to pass through, and you are able to lift up your head one more time and say, God is the lifter of my head. Anything that has caused you to bow down your head, this morning may Jehovah cause you to lift up your head one more time. As you cry unto him, may there be a lifting up. Anybody who is mocking you and saying that there is no help for you, you are finished. Until our God is finished, you are not finished. I see, until God is finished, you are not finished. And my God will never finish. My God will never finish. From eternity to eternity, he is God. He is the beginningless God who began the beginning. And he is there for you. He says, I will be with you even unto the uttermost part of the earth. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It does not matter what you are going through. The goodness of God is assured. I said, the goodness of God is assured. Because God is mandated to show forth his goodness. It's his character. The goodness of God. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not thou dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. And he says, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. These are all promises. When we go through situations that are too difficult for us, this is a promise. And because of the goodness of God, it comes through. God will make sure that he will help you. This morning, am I talking to somebody who is going through a situation? The word of the Lord unto you is that, fear thou not, because I am with you. I see the Lord being with you in that situation. That court case, the Lord is with you. That business situation, the Lord is with you. It does not matter what is happening. He is saying that, fear thou not. Do not be dismayed. Do not, be lost in amazement to the point that you don't even know what to do. He says, I will what? Strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. His righteous right hand represents his authority. God will uphold you. Amen. Are we together here? The goodness of God. The goodness of God takes us through our difficult happenings until we survive it. And this morning you will survive anything. I say you will survive anything you are going through because Jehovah is your God. Amen. Now, God's goodness is also expressed in his continual show of mercy, forgiveness, and love, despite the fact that at times we are some way. At times we are what? Some way. At times you backslide, God is still showing you mercy. So God's goodness is expressed when, you realize that you have been some way, but he continues to show you mercy. He continues to forgive you. He continues to love you. You will go, when you hit, then you come back. God is still there. Daniel 9:9 says that unto the Lord belongs, forgiveness and mercy, though we have rebelled against him. Though we have rebelled, unto him belongs. He has, the grace to be able to show you mercy and, forgiveness and whatever. God is not like a human being. Otherwise, all of us would have been, he would have rejected all of us. Every time you go and come, you go and do whatever, you come and say, God, I have come back. You cry and do so many things and say, wipe your tears. I am there for you. My love for you is an everlasting love. Everlasting. Yeah. Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and with my loving kindness have I drawn thee. So God's love is everlasting, and it is all as a result of his goodness. Anything we receive from God is based on his goodness. Hallelujah. There are a lot of us who, in fact, if not because of God's mercies, forgiveness, and love, you can't come to this altar. I say what? We can't come to this altar. But every time God continues, he forbears us. He is long-suffering. And that is an expression of God's goodness. So if you are seated here, you go and do your bad things and come back and God accepts you, not because of, whatever, because of his goodness. His goodness, he's always open. Hallelujah. He's always open. And the last thing I want to talk about, and then I'll do one or two things, is that it is because of God's goodness that he blesses the work of your hands. Do you know that whatever business you are doing, somebody may be doing the same thing, but you are prospering as a child of God. It is because of his goodness. And it is because of your relationship with him, so you are a beneficiary of his goodness. So he promises and says that, the Lord will open his good treasures, even the heavens, to pour down the rain onto thy land in his season. And he will bless the work of your hands. And you shall be a lender unto nations, and you shall not borrow. Deuteronomy 28:12. God opens his good treasure. There is a good treasure in heaven, full of blessings. And he opens it, and one of the good treasures, one of the things that comes from his good treasures is his blessing. In Bible terms, rain signifies what? Blessings. So he says he will open his good treasures, and then he will send the rain to your land. Your land may be your business. Your land may be your career. Whatever you do for a living, that is your land. And I declare in the name of Jesus that this morning, may the Lord send rain to your land. May the Lord send rain to your business. May the Lord send rain to your career. Whatever your hands find to do, he says, I will bless the work of your hands. Can you get to a point where, you know, you will be a lender to nations? A lender what? To nations. But you will not borrow. If you are here and you are found of borrowing, I curse that spirit in Jesus' name. There are people who have decided to become borrowers. But biblically, God doesn't want us to borrow. He says, I want you to be a lender, not a borrower. And he is prepared to open his good treasure and pour down the rain to your land. Hallelujah. Look, when God wants to be good to you, you will receive, you know, his blessings. When God wanted to be good to the children of Israel, they didn't have business. They didn't have anything. What did he do? He touched the hearts of their neighbors and said, go and borrow. Go and borrow any amount of money you want. And when the people went to borrow, they gave them everything. Exodus chapter 12, 35, 36. And the children of Israel did according to what the Moses had told them. And they went to their neighbors and borrowed jewels of silver, gold, and raiment. And they gave unto them such as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. It means that the borrowing actually depleted them. They spoiled them. It was the doing of God. It was the goodness of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that may God favor you in the name of Jesus. There are certain things you will do them without, you know, any effort. When God shows you his goodness, you don't need to at times to work for those things. Yes. There's a story in Matthew chapter 20 about the vineyard owner who went to hire laborers. He hired some in the morning, afternoon, evening, and he hired some at the last minute. But when it was pay time, when they got there, those who were hired at the last minute, they received the same as those who worked the whole day. And so they were angry. And said, we have worked the whole day. These people just came 1 hour. You have given them the same thing. I said, get away from me. Don't I have the right to do whatever I want with what is mine? God has the right to do anything. And these people didn't actually work for it. It was actually the goodness of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, there are certain things that are coming your way. It is not because you worked for it. It is not because you labored for it, but because God is showing you his goodness. He's showing his goodness. Before we enter the year, you are going to receive certain things you have not worked for. Before we enter the year, somebody, your car is giving you trouble. God is bringing one. Before we enter the year, there is a place you want to work you do not qualify for, but God will give it to you. There's a contract you are vying for. You do not qualify, but God will give it unto you. This morning, I came to make a declaration that may goodness and mercy follow you. I say, may the goodness of God follow you. From today, wherever you find yourself, may goodness be following you. In the name of Jesus, may goodness follow you in your house. May goodness follow you into the city. May goodness follow you into the city more. In the name of Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He said in Exodus 33, 18 and 19. Moses says, show me thy glory. And the Lord says, I will make my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I'll be gracious unto whom I'll be gracious. And I'll show unto whom I will show mercy. When God causes his goodness to pass before you, you know what happened? Anywhere you are going, God is the one who announces you. The name of God announces you. And that is why I'll say, and I will proclaim the name of God before you. And mercy will follow. Grace will follow. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, thou hast crowned the year with your goodness, and thy past drip with fatness. Psalm 65 verse 11. Thou hast crowned the year. This year, it might not have gone well for you. I say it might not have gone well for you. We are in the 11th hour, the 11th month. Something might not have gone, but the Bible says that he crowns the year with his goodness. And I see the year being crowned with goodness for you. It does not matter how things have gone. The year will be crowned with goodness. And as long as you are in the house of God, he says in Psalm 65, verse 4, he says, blessed is the man that the Lord chooses and causes him to approach unto him, for he shall be satisfied with the goodness of the house of the temple. There is goodness in the house. It means that there is goodness in the house of the Lord. There is goodness in your connection. Hallelujah. Oh, that man will proclaim, you know, the goodness of God. The great goodness of God. So now I want to tell you, from now onwards, my last verse, from now onwards, one of the things you can do to activate his goodness, to attract his goodness, is continually to praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his goodness. And I want us to read this scripture. Psalm 107, verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, verse 31. They all say the same thing. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous way to the children of men. So everywhere you are praising the goodness of God to human beings. God has been good. It does not matter what has happened. God has been good. It does not matter because I am still alive. I am still alive with my wife and children. I am still alive. God has been good. And when you jump to all those, it's the same message. So for us to be able to attract the goodness of God, to activate the goodness of God, we must what? Continue to praise the goodness of the Lord. In fact, from now to the end of the year, all we must be saying that God, thank you for your goodness. God, thank you for your goodness. Anything could have happened, but Lord, I am here and I'm crossing over to the new thing that you have for me. If you believe it, rise up on your feet and begin to praise the Lord. Somebody lift up your voice. Begin to praise God for his goodness, for your children, for your family, for your business. Whatever God has done, begin to praise him. Lift up your voice. Father, this afternoon, I am celebrating your goodness concerning my children. You could have died on that sick bed. You could have died during that surgery. You could have died with that wrong medication. You could have died when they gave you a wrong medication. You could have died when that accident happened. You could have died. Somebody praise the Lord. Oh, that man may praise the great goodness of the Lord. Has somebody done something for you? Recount the name. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Somebody lift up your voice. Thank the Lord for his goodness, his great goodness, for your children, for your husband, for that company that is still running. In the name of Jesus, many companies have gone down. You are still operating. Thank God for us, for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for delivering me from my strong enemy. Thank you, O God, for the unseen deliverance. Every day I go out and come here because of the goodness of God. I am protected and provided for because of the goodness of God.
Jesus, be thou exalted.
I declare unto you,
yes, Lord,
the same God,
Jesus.
I said, the same God,
yes, Lord,
who delivered you in time past,
Jesus,
the same God will deliver you now,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare this morning,
yes, Lord,
this afternoon,
Jesus,
that by the goodness of God,
yes, Lord,
may divine provision be your portion.
Jesus.
May God send human beings.
Yes, Lord.
May God send birds. May God do anything,
yes,
to provide for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare,
yes, Lord,
during this time,
Jesus,
may you go out and come in.
Amen.
May your loved ones go out and come in.
Jesus,
may your children go to school and come back.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Lord is God.
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare,
yes, Lord,
may Jehovah,
Jesus,
fight your battles for you.
Amen.
May the Lord,
Jesus,
preserve you,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord protect you,
Jesus,
and
name.
May the Lord continue to give you a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. I pray that may we continue to enjoy your goodness in our lives, in our businesses, in our families, in our going out, in whatever we do. And if you believe it, say, I believe it.